welcome to the final player profile and projection of the 2024 season. Maybe. It's Jonathan David Birdie time.
Yankees just
traded for him. The Yankees just traded for him. They made a trade. Who is Jonathan David Birdie? Well, he was a Marlin, plays a lot of positions, and they get him for 2 years, which I think is of note. This year and next year, can play a ton of positions and has speed. We've been talking about a lot of options going around rosters, seeing Matt Duffy, Elvis Andrews, Eduardo Escobar. Birdie, well, I'm not going to sit here and pretend he's a superstar or game changer. Better than all the options I thought they were going to bring in at this time and place.
John Birdie last year played over 89 innings at second base, left field, third base, and shortstop. Primarily shortstop and third base. So the right-handed hitting infield option that we talked to Boone yesterday, and he was like, yeah, it'd be probably nice to have something like that.
It's a guy who play on the left side. Yeah.
This is the guy. And he's got speed, which I was mad when Peraza got hurt. That the Yankees were missing that. He half makes money. I mean, he's making $3.6 million this year, and then he's in arbitration. So if he stays with the team next year, like you said, the Yankees would have him for next year. Interesting, that would be $4 or $5 million.
I think I read like 5.1 or something like that.
So, again,
depends on the year and all of that.
John Birdie would have to contribute, and I think the good news is he is a guy that can contribute. Last year, 133 games. He has a .294 batting average, a .344 on base, and a .748 OPS, a .103 OPS plus with 16 stolen bases. And if the 16 stolen bases don't impress you, which I do have an asterisk there, it's because he stole 41 the year before, and he led the National League before the base is growing. So curious to find out whether that's from Marlins fans or Father Time, because he's a sneaky old. He's 34. So if the speed is fading out of his game a little bit, but John Birdie was a very positive player last year. And I don't know. The Yankees, our office is already swirling. Is he the starting third baseman opening day? Is he?
I don't think he's going to be.
Just
going to
get run? I don't know.
But he was good last year. I remember the Marlins had, they were moving everybody around. And I want us to look at his game log, because I remember on Talking Baseball at one point being, just play this dude.
Right. He plays fun. I think that's good news.
Yeah. But I think he was getting like oddly, like he was in the mix. He was benched at one point, or he was coming off the bench at one point. I remember there was some story about it where it's like, why don't you just play this dude?
Ooh. Sprint speed was still 95th percentile last year. So we're good.
I mean, he didn't,
actual speed.
He didn't play at all in the second half. That's so weird.
Fishy. Marlins.
He started like once a week, if that. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because his numbers were pretty good while he was out there. Yeah. Speed. And then, yeah, they can move on the left field. They got 2 years of him. It's a three-way trade. They're sending a teenager to the Marlins. The Tampa Bay Rays are sending a prospect to the Marlins. Yankees are getting Birdie, and someone is going to the Marlins from the Yankees. Now, me and Max Manis in the office yesterday were trying to figure out all the teams they could trade Rortvedt to, like a team that needs a catcher on their 26-man. And the Rays were one of the two that popped up. So we still don't know what's going to the Rays,
right. But
they currently don't have like a backup catcher. So it could be the Rortvedt move, or it could not be. And then, like, Rortvedt's still going to be on opening day and then DFA'd. I don't know.
But yeah. Yeah, we're still... It would be some Jimmy Nostradamus if that happens. I'm interested to see.
If they are the Rortvedt team, like the Yankees are viewing that as, well, we didn't get nothing for Rortvedt, which they were at risk for if they do end up having to release him or DFA him and run him through waivers, it would be... They got 2 years of John Birdie if it is Rortvedt.
The Rays are sending outfield prospect Shane Sasaki, if you wanted the name.
Yep.
And then the name of the prospect from the Yankees is John Cruz.
So you just need to figure out what's going to the Rays.
Yeah, we're assuming
from the Yankees.
We're assuming another piece would be going from the Yankees to the Rays. I mean, it could also just be considerations or something at this point. Well, let's see. And it's exciting either way in Yankee land. Birdie is a guy that can be helpful to the team. It's what we needed. He has been a beard guy, so he's got to shave that, but it'll probably be a little faster.
Yeah.
So that's good.
He's from Troy, Michigan. Does that do anything for you?
Tough. Went to Bowling Green. You know, this isn't a pretty boy. Well, he's kind of good looking, though.
Played on the Indians, Blue Jays, and Marlins. Birdie's father, Thomas, played in minor league baseball with the Detroit Tigers organization.
Guy's a grinder, man.
Wow. All right. Any cool splits for John Birdie?
John Birdie.
He hits left-handers better. Sure. 325 batting average versus lefties last year.
804 OPS versus lefties.
Yep.
But the numbers ain't bad versus righty last year.
So it's a him and Waldo platoon to start.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then they'll figure it out. But it's nice that they have the versatility, and he can play the left side of the infield, because like we asked Boone, that was bad last year.
Big second half last year.
In limited action.
58 games, 37 starts.
Yeah, 37 starts, and like it really dwindled towards the last couple months.
Right. Yeah, he had a nutso September. 377, 500 OBP, 1.179 OPS in September. So, hey, give me one of those, John Birdie, and you're in. You're in the club.
He's kind of good off the bench. His numbers off the bench are better than as a starter. So we'll let Boone know. This dude likes being sat.
Okay.
Sit him and then get him hot, you know?
Yeah.
Make him angry.
So I think the other Birdie thing is we'll wait a minute to see if we do get the final Yankees involvement in the deal. We had a couple people that were like, oh, that's our starting opening day third baseman, John Birdie. I think our initial reaction was bench/platoonish, especially after seeing the lefty numbers, knowing that as Waldo is trying to hit lefty as much as possible. And the Yankees are somewhat invested in Waldo. Like, he's been a prospect for them.
Still ain't old.
Finished spring strong. I'd like to think they're going to open with a platoon. Although opening day is a lefty, so that's a little intriguing. When's Birdie going to show up on campus? And then, yeah, if Oswaldo looks like the struggling Oswaldo, you know, they could send him down again or have Birdie just play and he's on the bench. Birdie also, that speed option, man, that's big for me because we really...
Yeah, his stats are what people said IKF was. Like, he's versatile, has real speed, grades out positively at short and third last year on the left side, and can hit. So all the cast-offs and weirdos I was looking at, this is a better option. So I'm happy. And they always make a move. Damn.
They always make a move. We didn't know who, but they always make a move.
294 average with a 103 OPS plus in his last 133 games. Pretty good.
Like assuming whatever the Yankees send to the Rays isn't like anybody we've heard of or has 40-man implications, I wonder if there's like a, well, they can wait like a 2 days before activating him, and that's the Rort Vet up-down day two of the season. No idea. Just Ooh. That came into my head.
Hey, Jimmy.
What?
Hit the button.
Awesome.
And the final piece, Ben Rortfett from the Yankees to the Rays. All
right. I mean, it's not really we looked at every single roster and tried to see which team didn't have a backup catcher, and it was the Rays.
I mean, I'm
and then we said, but the Yankees and the Rays aren't going to straight up trade, and the Rays had nothing to give them. So good on Cash, because he did a three-way trade.
That's something they can use this year.
That's fun. Me and Max probably feel like we had a good session yesterday looking at rosters.
Sending Rortved in division. I know it doesn't send chills down our spine, but Yankees front office, the final piece from the Donaldson
trade. Rortved's going to Darno us one game. He's going to have three homers, you know. That's fine.
Just be ready
Him
for
and
that.
Cole. What if he actually does hate Cole? Now we've got a rivalry.
Just hits him really well.
Oh, man.
Okay, but that's kind of, damn, man. Like, Beater and Birdie on the roster for Gallo and Rortved.
Say that again?
Well, this like, is the two getting... guys I thought they would get nothing out of.
Look at that.
We'll see what they get. But
playing the GM game
as the end of the IKF trade, they get what IKF was maybe supposed to be, assuming he like just repeats his last 2 years.
Okay, so all right, we have our follow up. If Rortvet's out, Does that mean Jamai Jones or someone else who's on the roster now? Because we've been penciling in Rortvedt.
John Birdie.
Birdie.
Well, no, that was Birdie took Jamai Jones' spot.
Jones is still on the roster right now.
So Jermaine right, Jones is still current. That's what I
they
just
had
asked.
Two catches.
An hour ago, okay. They had an extra catcher on the
team. Yeah, Jermaine Jones. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Jermaine Jones would still be on the team, presumably, tomorrow.
Unless there's another move.
Unless they're like, now we don't need them
because
Smith.
DJ comes back, Oswaldo goes, replaces Jones. That's like the natural order of things.
Right.
They don't have, it would be like, Kevin Smith, but now we have Birdie, so we don't need that.
I guess that's kind of what I'm saying a little bit. Isn't Jamai Jones now a little, we don't fully know him, obviously, but a little redundant with Oswaldo?
They don't have anything.
As now, if they do.
With Grisham, Jones is redundant. Like, that should be the spot where you have a hitter, but they have no one at AAA or on the outskirts to fill that. They have very little depth. That's why they needed to make this move.
Maybe there's another coming.
Could be. It would be. I don't know who that would be.
Maybe they're waiting on the DJ update, whether that's
going
to be a week or a month.
Yeah, because I think with DJ coming back, Oswaldo would go to the bench, replace Jones, and then that's a decent bench right there. Like you have.
I mean, Trent
versatility.
Grisham, Birdie, and Oswaldo, that's an MLB bench.
Yeah, yeah. And you have a lot of.
Catcher platoon? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they want. It's still one injury away from having, you know. Someone you don't like on the bench. But it rounds out much nicer if DJ can get back.
And things round out pretty nicely at the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's officially time for fans to head to the ballpark. Root, root, root for the home team as baseball season gets underway. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, and new customers will get $5 or who bet $5 will get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you use our code YANKS. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code YANKS. Bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Promo code YANKS at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Bye-bye, Birdie, the home run call.
It's two on the nose, though, right?
Oh, random video?
Yes.
Can you throw my screen up?
John Birdie was...
Sonny Gray, ball.
Okay.
You know,
on it.
Oh, for people that have never seen him before, he looks like if David Robertson was an infielder.
A little bit. I'm like excited to see that beard shave.
Let's load another random.
That might be right on the nose. Is that Nola? Okay.
First pitch of the at-bat.
Yeah.
Command the zone.
Here he is. Versus Adcock. Yup.
Looked a little like
Damn.
Trevor Plouffe.
Great defense. Nice double play by 40. That wasn't 40. Stanek.
Good swing.
Good swing. Fought it off.
Good swing.
Oh, let's not IKF Birdie. Let's not do an I. Oh, good take.
Good take.
All right, there you go. John Birdie, your new Yankee.
Projected to get 25 steals this year from Baseball Reference.
Someone who followed the Marlins this year, Lasher, tell me why he didn't steal last year. He went from 41 to 16 and stealing got easier. So
and
he didn't play that much.
Sprint speed rated well still. So like just what's up? 2.4 Baseball Reference WAR last year would make him the fourth highest WAR on the 2023 Yankees position player wise. So that's just numbers.
Early season.
Yeah. All right. Bye. Go Yanks. Tom Grams. Or actually the other music, right? Playing both. Same time. Yeah.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees.
Oh, that's kind of lit.
Yeah, remix exclusive, exclusive.
Exclusive.
Talking Yanks exclusive.
Go. Bye.